You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right. I'm a politician.
Now tell me, could I give these to you free? Would you maybe, and you're a rock fan, would you wear these if I handed them to you for free?
I mean, I would wear them because they're for free, and I'm not a grass cutter, but I would cut the grass.
There you go. Can a brother get $15 for these rocks? John, so proud of. Thank you very much, Brother Buckman.
I haven't even gotten them yet, man. Y'all already flaming me.
Don't nobody want to see them. Carlos already flaming you on Twitter. You don't want to check that out either. We get too deep in it. They do look a mess, John.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, NBA free agency rolls on. And there's a lot to get to, obviously. Let's start locally here with the Grizzlies. They brought back Jonas. 3 years, $45 million. What is the value in bringing a guy like Jonas back?
For 3 years, 45, I think they got a steal, to be honest with you. Been in that locker room, wouldn't have been around him. I just think Jonas is just, he's a big-time player. I don't think they use him enough when he was in Toronto. I think you can play through him on the post. And then he can go inside and outside with, you know, regardless of what the matchups is with him and Jaren Jackson. I just think it's a big, and he's a great guy in the locker room. And he brings energy every day to practice, and he competes every day. So he's a great guy to bring back.
Some people were concerned about sample size with him and tried to make the argument, well, you don't need him at that price because what he did, you know, he did with a Grizzlies team that needed him at that point. He's out there. You think he can do that for a whole season?
Oh, absolutely. I think if Coach decides that we're going to play with, you know, give the ball to JV. I mean, Toronto, he had Kyle Lowry when he was there. Then, obviously, they had Kawhi Leonard last year. And before then, they had DeMar DeRozan. Those guys were jacking up shots.
You're not asking that right? JV.
You know, you got Serge Ibaka who wants to shoot three. So, and then, you know, Jonas was hurt a little bit this past year. That kind of hurt his stats a little bit too. But Jonas is, and he's so young. I mean, he has, some time to grow and to even get better. I think the sky's the limit for Jonas. I think you got to bring him back. And I'm glad they got him back for just $15 million because now, that gives you a chance to make the rest of your roster a little better too.
That's it.
What do you think, like, I guess you got Ja and you got Jaren. So you're clearly, there is a youth movement. So like over the next 3 to 4 years, like what is and should be the objective for a team that looks like the Grizzlies?
Well, I think, you know, the landscape of the NBA has changed now, right? Now you don't have these super teams anymore. Now teams have, you know, two stars. They don't have three and four stars. So, you know, if Jaren progresses like you would think he would and Ja becomes a guy that you think he is and you got a guy like JV, you know, is anchoring that defense and the offense, I think you got to win as much as possible. You don't want to get in a situation where you're developing guys but you're losing all the time. You want to get them in some meaningful games as soon as possible. And then now, you know, you get lucky, get a couple breaks here and there, they might sneak into the playoffs with the right, you know, pieces around those two young guys.
What do you think of Grayson Allen just in terms of prospect, in terms of does he have tools that you like when you look at him? Do you see a guy that you think can make it?
Yeah, he definitely has tools that I like because he can shoot the ball. He can shoot the ball, and, you know, I really don't know what this term means, moxie, but you hear that a lot.
Yeah.
He has moxie, you know what I mean? He you know.
He'll trip you.
You're right.
He'll definitely
guys in the ACC hated him because he would do anything to try to get the advantage. And you got to have guys like that on your team. You hope you don't hurt nobody, but I think he's a key piece that can really help this team because he can really shoot the ball.
What would you tell him in terms of – because, look, it's limited opportunity, right, what he had in Utah. And now I guess we're going to get to see, you know, you figure, you know, that a guy's going to get the minutes at least to show him. What would you tell him in terms of what he's got? Because so much of it looked like defensively he's not even close right now, right? That it looks like that's the side of the ball he's got to come the furthest on
the floor. Yeah, to be honest with you, I think we all, when we come into this league defensively, you don't play against guys that are so efficient and so great on the offensive end. In college and Europe and those places like that. So that first step, that first year, you got to figure out your defensive game plan. But it's on the coaching staff, you know, to watch film with him, show him these techniques that the other guys are doing and make sure that system is tight. Because in the NBA now, because you can't touch guys, you can't be physical, everybody has to help each other. And you don't want to be the guy that has to have, you know, they have to overhelp for you to keep you on the floor, especially if you're not, you know, getting 15 or 20 shots a night where you can score 25 points a night. So the system got to help him.
You sound like you're kind of high on him. You know, because you don't just blow smoke on any guy in the league. Like, you tell the truth.
Well, it's an ACC guy.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's why we found the connection.
He's still a dookie, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's still a dookie.
Yeah, but I just think, you know, watching him last year, watching him throughout college and watching him in the summer league last year when we was out in Utah, I thought he had a little bit of like I said, Moxie, a little bit of something in him that, you know.
Something that you like.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in this league, you have to have guys that can shoot the ball.
Right.
I mean, especially if you got a guy like Jaren Jackson and Jonas down there on the blocks that really can score the ball on, you know, just about anybody. Somebody's going to come in and try to help and double. You got to have guys out there on the outside that can really shoot that ball.
Yeah.
And it's honestly like for him, I mean, it's not like he's at the end of his career and he just got into the league, but it is a sink or swim kind of an opportunity for him, right? Because he's going to play and he's going to get opportunities that he probably wasn't going to get in Utah.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, he's still young. I don't know why we would think this is a sink or swim situation for him.
Yeah,
I think, Grayson Allen is going to be a guy that's been in this league 10-plus years. I don't think he's going to be a one-contract type guy.
I mean,
you know, you got to get drafted in the right situation. He comes over here, youth movement, he's young. He's going to get the opportunity. I think, you know, he's going to provide that. He's a better athlete than you think, and he can shoot the ball. So that makes him an asset in this league.
Yeah, obviously, go ahead. I was going to say the Grizzlies are sort of going through it's a rebuild now.
Right,
they're certainly going young, and there are going to be some lumps that they take. Can Memphis, and I guess how much easier does it make it to support a rebuild when you have sort of a direction, right, with Jaren and Ja and these two young, like how much easier is it to stomach when that is there?
Well, it's much easier in the offseason than when you wait till December and January. Y'all going to be like, man, what are we doing? And the fans are going to be like, what are we doing? But I think, you know, it's up to the front office to continue to preach that patience is the virtue around here. You know, we got two young pieces. Actually, I think you got three. If you want to throw Grayson out, you may say four. Other people may disagree. But you got JV, Jaren, and Ja, you know, the three J's, I guess, the new three J's like it was in Dallas back in the day. You got three strong pieces that you can build around. And now it's up to the front office to put other pieces around to make the team better as quick as possible. Then it's up to the coaching staff to develop those pieces that the front office give you. And I think they got an opportunity, I mean, to do those things with JV, Jaren, and Ja being the core.
Do you see potential, too, in the Brandon Clark kid that picked up from the athlete? They picked up with the 21 pick. They moved up from 23 to 21. Gonzaga kid, athlete, supposed to be super switchable defensively. Do you like him at all?
I think you got to have a guy like that. You got to have athletes in this league, and you got to have guys that can, you know, play multiple positions, especially now people are trying to go that positionless basketball. So if he's a great athlete, if he's a great learner, a great worker.
Seems like he fits that mold.
Yeah, if he fits that mold, he's going to be an excellent addition to the group.
Who helped themselves the most yesterday in the NBA? Which team jumps out at you? Which one, in terms of winners, is right at the top of your list?
Well, I think you're going to be surprised when I say this, but I would say Golden State. To get Russell when you're losing KD and then you're having Klay going to be out all year, I don't think anybody in the world, if anybody told you they thought Russell was going to go to State, they'd be lying.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that – now, it doesn't make them contenders again, but it doesn't make them a lottery team next year, I don't think.
How does that work? What's the report now? Stein had been talking about they may be flipping Russell, that Golden State might actually get him and then flip him again. But how does it work on the floor? Obviously, Klay's not back till February, March, but you lose KD, but you're adding another guard. Does that work?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, now in the league, everybody wants to play small.
It's true.
Yeah, you got to have the more skill and more shooting and more scoring ability you got on the court because you can't play defense no more. You know what I mean? You can't be physical no more. So the size of the players are not a factor as it used to be. You know what I mean?
True.
You can get away with playing three guards on the floor multiple times, especially when you got a guy. Now, we don't know if Klay will be the same defensive guy he was when he left because of the knee, especially in the beginning. I'm sure he won't be. But then you got a guy like Draymond Green. Those two guys are really great defenders. I mean, they really help each other. So that can help out when you go back on the other end and try to figure out a tall guy that Klay may have to guard or that Russell may have to guard.
What about offensively, though? Like, if D'Angelo ever suits up for the Warriors, like, does it change the way they play?
Possibly, but I don't think he's going to hold the ball no more than KD did.
Right.
I mean, no, I think
that can be ISO or ball.
I think he can handle the ball, and I think Steph and Klay can continue to play off the ball. And I think you get the best of both worlds with that in that situation. And don't get me wrong, D'Angelo Russell's no Kevin Durant by any means, but I think they still can play similar styles they did the last 3 years. They won't play the same style they did before they got KD for sure.
Do you like what the Nets have done? I mean, you look on the surface, anytime you're going to add Kyrie and KD, you look at it on the surface, you say that's two of the best players in the league right now, of course. Mm-hmm. But do you see championships for them coming? I mean, can we, you know, because we're all expecting, I guess, KD to get back. But again, we don't know if he'll be the same KD. Do you like what you see there?
I mean, I think you can't win championships without talent.
Superstars.
Yeah, you got to have them. So those two guys, KD obviously is an all-world talent if he's healthy and if he comes back anywhere, if he comes back 90% of what he was, I mean, he's still a top 15 guy in this league.
Yeah. Kyrie's the one I question.
Right, yeah, bro. And Kyrie, you know, he's been the guy that kind of upsets locker rooms in the past. Now, you know, people say when you win championships, you go through that. They just don't let it out in the streets that, you know, that bad teams do. Now, we'll see. Now, DeAndre Jordan, he's been an anchor on the defensive end. Doesn't give you much offensively. Obviously, we know that. Championship, we don't know. I think a lot of teams got better. I don't think the NBA is a 2-3-team race anymore. I think it's about 10 teams, you know, if you get the right breaks, can win titles the next 3 or 4 years.
KD and Golden State, Steph, Clay, maybe to a lesser degree, but Draymond, like we talked about, they'll go ISO. Those guys are selfless enough. They're willing to give him the ball. I just wonder if Kyrie's going to be like that. Do you know what I mean? When it's time for KD to take over here and be the headliner, if Kyrie's that guy that can swallow his ego and allow that to happen.
Especially, you know, he's going to be the headliner all year next year.
No doubt.
No KD.
He's going to be feeling even more if this is his.
Yeah, have a great year. Yes. He's in New York and guys are pumping him up. I can see that could be a problem that following year when KD gets back.
I hope Kyrie matures. I hope
the talent is talent is there. You know, you just want him to be successful and do things the right way and make his teammates better and things like that. KD is not a quote unquote alpha dog who's going to demand this, that, and the third. So it may work with Kyrie coming up, jacking shots. As long as they're winning, nobody's going to be upset.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We got former NBA player, former Grizzlies assistant Greg Buckner here on the show talking about free agency. We have not touched on Andre Iguodala, that deal.
Right.
Now, we will see what happens. If you're Andre Iguodala right now and you go from playing for championships with the Golden State Warriors to being traded to Memphis, like, are you calling the front office and saying, please buy me out? What's going through your mind if you're an Andre Iguodala right now?
I can tell you, I've been in a similar situation. I was in Dallas the year we got beat by Golden State in the first round. We won 67 games with essentially the same core coming back. And I get traded to Minnesota the day before training camp. And it's like, you know, after they had just traded KG. So they was definitely going on a rebuilding situation, similar to what he's going through now. Obviously, he's won championships. He's, you know, obviously had a better career than I did, but I know kind of what he's going through. He's probably asking for a buyout, trying to get somewhere else to try to get, you know, continue to play for championship. He's actually even older than I was at the time, so I'm sure he wants out. But if he comes here, I mean, I think those young guys got to, you know, soak up his knowledge and just be, you know, to his hip, you know, in his hip pocket, I should say, to get all the knowledge and as much knowledge as they can from him, because he's, you know, championship after championship, been in big situations. Even when he was in Denver, he was in, you know, playoff runs and things like that. So these young guys, if he stays, they got to, you know, use him. And even the coaching staff and even the front office got to, you know, use him, ask him for ideas. What did you guys do when you was winning championships?
Mm-hmm.
And that only makes everybody else better.
I was going to say, how willing do you think he would, you know, to be that sort of role? I mean, doesn't that require, like, his attitude's got to be in the – like, he may come in and be like, listen, y'all ain't going to buy me out. Like, I'm coming to practice. I'm going home. Like, doesn't it require sort of a commitment on his end to do that,
too?
Yeah,
but I don't – from the outside looking in, me knowing Andre, I don't think Andre's that type of person.
Yeah, he's
a pro. If he's here, he's going to do whatever it takes. Because when you're used to winning, you know what I mean, he's going to do whatever it takes to try to get these guys to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not going to just be sitting over there trying to lose games and be – you know, a bad apple in the locker room. I think he understands his reputation. And he's a smart kid. He understands that he wants to make sure that his legacy is not tarnished by one situation.
What perception, and when it comes to the player and it comes to a particular franchise, like where the Knicks are now, where there's a tradition and a history, and there's also an expectation one day that they'll get back to that, right, because they're one of the most valuable franchises in the league. But it's starting to feel like, Buck, they're not going to be able to do it with that ownership group, with the group they've got. Because you tell me, is that stuff real? When folks start calling you a clown show and these players that have come up and hadn't seen you win and all they've seen is you down, it feels like it's become real almost, Buck, in the sense that ain't nobody even taking them seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I think you may be right. I think I wouldn't necessarily go and call anybody clowns because you never know. I may end up working for them one day. But
100%.
Yeah, right. But it's one situation. I mean, there was a situation where everybody for 6 months was saying those guys was going to New York, and then you hear that I don't even think they got a meeting with the two guys.
They didn't even get to the
table. Yeah, I don't think they even got a meeting. And who knows, man? And people, you know, 25 years ago, everybody felt like you had to be in New York and L.A., you know, to have your brand out there to be great. But nowadays, I mean, you see, you could be in Oklahoma City, you could be in Memphis. If you're good enough, your brand's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
And, It's unfortunate for New York, with those people being up there, that they couldn't get what they wanted. But
I mean, it's embarrassing, really.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, to go from actually thinking you were in the running for KD and Kyrie, and you end up, your signings are Wayne Ellington, Julius. I mean, like, no disrespect to those guys.
Right.
But it's just like you set up the whole fan base. Your season ticket reps are sending out emails saying, hey, you got to get on board because what we're going to do.
Right.
And you give Julius Randle $63 million.
Yeah, I think,
tough.
You know, people always trying to, cover their butts in the NBA, right? So you go through a down period and you say, well, this is what we're doing. We're trying to get this. We think we're going to get them and all this. Now you got to get, the ticket people in there getting involved in the sales show. And sometimes you get disappointed because now these guys run their own show, meaning the players.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
people are not telling them what to do. They're telling other people what to do now. So you telling me I should go to New York because New York needs us and all that, I'm going to go to Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Brooklyn's a much stable franchise on the outside looking in. Now, we don't know what's going on in the inside, but it seems like a much stable franchise. And if you're going to get the max anyway,
mm-hmm.
and you want to be in New York and they got a viable option, they're going to go over there. And now I think New York just got to change their game plan. I think they got to, almost do the Philly thing, tear it down and go through the draft and build through the draft and try to keep their talent together from drafting these guys.
Hey, if you were a superstar player today, would you have your own medical staff? How much do you leave that on doctors who I'm very sure you trust with the team? Those are good. You figure they've got your best interest in heart. If you're a superstar player, would you have your own group?
Well, I think it depends on where I was at, meaning which franchise I was.
Of course.
And depends on the reputation of the doctors of that franchise. And it just depends on.
I just wonder if that's smart business now.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, a rookie, no, you're not going to write. You have to stop, kid.
Zion, might, though.
But now that you put it that way, but seriously, I mean, is it almost smart business now to do that?
Yeah, I think
in this
so, man. We always,
it's
a saying in the NBA, man, and I think it probably has to be in all professional sports. Your body is your
money
maker. Yeah, so you got to take care of your body. Yeah, I heard rumors around. I don't know how true it is, but people have told me who's close to LeBron. They say LeBron spends $1 million a year on his body. Just on his body, taking care of his body. Now he makes $75 a year, so it's worth it. You know what I mean?
Investment, right.
So you got to take care of your body.
But if the body breaks down, that's his livelihood.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I mean, if he felt like and his team felt like it was better to get their own doctors and spend, these other guys can't spend $1 million like LeBron can, but spend $250,000-$500,000 on their body, I think it's worth it.
Yeah. I just wanted because the situation in San Ann, where I'm sure they were saying, hey, come on back, Kawhi. We've cleared you. Come on back and play and look at maybe he's not winning a title now with Toronto if he trusts that. Then you see the situation with KD. We know there's a lot of layers to that.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like a situation where he felt it'd been cleared and he goes and plays. And I just wonder with these kind of stories and with the way it's going now, that shift of power, the player having more power over his own career, if that's not just smart business these days and having a team.
Yeah, I think
a team of medical guys.
Yeah, I think so. I think you got to always even the lower tier guys, they always tell you, get a second opinion, get a third opinion.
Right,
so
even them.
If you're a superstar, you're definitely going to have somebody that you've dealt with in the past that you feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Because, now superstars don't stay with one team no more.
Right.
They don't even stay with two teams. Seem like they're going to get three and four teams.
Over.
Yeah, it seems like they're going to get three and four teams. So if you're only with a medical staff for a couple of years, you don't build that trust with that guy. But
right.
if you have somebody on your staff, your quote-unquote medical staff that's been with you for 10 years, you're going to trust that person more than you will with these new teams.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady's got his own guy, right, with the Patriots, He's got his own sort of trainer, whatever,
right.
So I don't have any. Like, for example, Andre Iguodala, he said in that Breakfast Club interview that the Warriors called his leg fracture in last season's playoffs a bone bruise.
Right.
You know, what you have is you have separate agendas,
right?
And so that to me, I don't have a problem at all with keeping your own camp.
No, you can't have a problem with it. If you got to have a problem with it, you're trying to hide something. Meaning, if the franchise doesn't want you to have that option, I think they're trying to hide something. Don't have your best interest.
If you're Kawhi, what you doing? You staying put in Toronto on a short term? You listening to the Lakers? You going to the Clippers? What you doing? What's
if,
smart?
If I'm Kawhi,
yep,
and I want to continue to win championships, I'd probably go to the Lakers. Yeah, I think if you're a smart man, you know that Toronto championship is going to get an asterisk when it's all said and done because of the injuries
of
the Golden State people. And now you see what's going on around the league. I mean, he knows this better than I do. Can he trust in the rest of his group? Do he believe that the rest of his group can come through and in the future like they did this year in the playoffs? But I'd go play with LeBron and AD, and then find a bunch of shooters and a bunch of role players, and let's go out there and try to win three or four championships together.
He doesn't seem like the guy who cares about whose team it is. So to in that extent, right, you're putting him with AD, you're putting him with LeBron. He and a guy maybe like a Kyrie who maybe does right. Or somebody more, KD, maybe he does care. Kawhi doesn't seem like the type.
No, and to be honest with you, if I'm the coach, and, you know, everybody always says, when they get those super teams together, who's going to get the last shot? If I'm the coach and I'm looking at that group, LeBron's going to make the play to pass to somebody.
Exactly.
I'm not sure AD is going to be able to pull through big shots in crunch time. I know Kawhi can.
We've seen it.
Yeah, I know Kawhi can. And if I'm in there selling to Kawhi, I'm like, this is your show, bro. Mm. You're going to be the top dog on this group. Now, you might not be the vocal guy,
right?
But when it comes down to it, we're going to get you to rock for you to make the game winning plays because we've seen you do it.
No doubt.
And these other two guys, I don't think they would mind that. And I think even if they was in there, they would say, okay, cool. They already under contract.
Right.
They understand if we get Kawhi, we hands on the favorite for the next three or four years.
I mean, just think about those Cavs years with Kyrie. How many times did LeBron defer to Kyrie? All the time.
I mean, the first 10 years of LeBron's career, everybody criticized him for making the pass to me and you wide open because they got three guys on him, but me and you missed the shot.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So we know his reputation, and he wants to get the best shot in those situations. A lot of times it's not him shooting, it's somebody else taking it.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's take a break, come back, continue the free agency conversation.
That's about these Sixers.
Yeah, we got Greg Buckner in studio. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
The Memphis Grizzlies have made their pick.
With the second pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
He's the best passer in this draft, averages 10 assists a game. I think he's Patrick Mahomes. Pass with either hand, really creative. He just doesn't see angles. He creates them for himself.
Ja Morant is the guard of the future. The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
No more worrying about covering up the mics and cameras on all your smart devices. With Xfinity XFi, not only do you get fast, reliable in-home Wi-Fi, but you can also get enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. So now you can leave your laptop open, do your goofy dance like nobody's watching, move, sing a silly song, or be poetry, because you can have the peace of mind that you deserve with Xfinity. If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage to get enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay in 7/15/19. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates do apply.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan. For the people. plasticsurgery.com.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit UTUniversityPlasticSurgeons.com today.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/small business.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You're thinking about buying or selling a home in Memphis or the Mid-South, then you need to go with the Live Love Memphis Group because they're the best. Just ask Steve. Steve had his home listed in Cordova with another agent for 5 months with little to no activity, according to Steve. Then the Live Love Memphis Group got involved. They had multiple showings. They sold the house in 2 weeks in January. That is not supposed to happen, but it does with the Live Love Memphis Group.
Man, I had a house in Raleigh I thought I'd never be able to sell. Greg Buckner wouldn't have touched it with a 20-foot pole. I'll tell you that right now. Man, I handed it over to the folks at Live Love. They got it sold for me in 6 days. Got full asking, multiple offers. Looked like a miracle to me, but it turns out it was just hard work. They're the right team. You should get with them. You can check them out over at livelovememphis.com. The phone number, if you're ready to call, like me, like Lewis, 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. The first call is Jennifer Carstensen. She's got a hard-working team. And get that home sold for you. They're going to do it quickly. If you've been on the market for weeks or, God forbid, months, get with the right team. It's the Live Love Memphis group. They're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We got Greg Buckner, our man Greg Buckner, sitting in studio with us today, breaking down NBA free agency. There's still a lot to get to. I want to go back to Kevin Durant for just a minute, though, and his decision to go to Brooklyn. Jeff Calkins, who hosts the 9 a.m. show here, said it was the wrong decision to go to Golden State 3 years ago, and it's the wrong decision to leave Golden State now. What do you make of his choice? You know, leaving Golden State, honestly, at a time when they have shown they need him. What do you make of his decision?
That's a lot. I think you go back when he went to Golden State, you know, at the time, everybody's like, why would he do that? And then, you know, you go and you get two out of three rings, right?
Yep.
And you say, well, he got his rings. And now I'm not sure why he would leave Golden State.
Left a lot of money on the table too.
Yeah, you left a lot of money, but that boy making a whole lot of money.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah,
I know.
Right. I think he's an East Coast kid. I think he may want to get back to the East Coast. Didn't want to go home. Didn't want to be in Washington,
right,
you know, with the Wizards, because he had an opportunity to do that. I just think he wanted to be on the East Coast and was, you know, tired of people saying that it was Steph's show and he couldn't win without Steph. I think he wanted to go ahead and try to prove that I'm gonna win this title. And I think people think it's easier to win it coming out the East.
Yeah.
But I think the East is a lot better than what people give it credit for, and he wanted to get over there to the Eastern Conference.
But there's always going to be something, though. You know, like that is what I would, like, want to have a discussion with Kevin about. Like there's always going to be some version that people will use, like, whether it's, oh, you couldn't do it without Steph, or, mm-hmm, oh, you couldn't do it without Kyrie. Like, somebody will always find a way to take away or try to diminish.
Yeah.
You know, don't you have to live with that as a professional at some point?
It's crazy because, you know, I mean, you look back throughout the years and, like, it's only one person that they never really criticize.
Yep.
And I think you guys know who it is. It's Jordan.
Exactly.
They
right.
don't criticize Jordan, but every other player they criticize. So that's just part of it. You know, every other great player, I should say.
Yeah.
When they're talking about who's going to be the greatest and all those things, they criticize. It's just part of it. I think you just got to laugh at it and move on. I mean, I think social media, man, is too, you know, the critiques is too accessible to these guys. And these guys,
right. no
I mean,
doubt.
The critics, I should say, is too accessible to these guys. And these guys are listening to it. And for so many years, because of AAU and because, you know, these people need these guys, and they just tell them that they're sliced bread and they're this and they're that. And once somebody criticizes them, they can't handle that. And I think that's something these guys got to grow up and get thick skin and say, forget you guys. I'm going to be who I want to be and do what I want to do and win as much as I can in the best situation possible.
Yeah, stop worrying about what a 14- or 15-year-old kid says, or stop worrying about what some
35-year-old or 50-year-old.
Some analyst that doesn't even know basketball.
Right.
But
yeah,
to your point, I think social media has changed these young men today. I don't think there's any question. 76ers, I asked you a little bit about this off-air. Are they a better team now than they were with Jimmy, with Horford, with what they've done now? Are they a better team today than they were last year? Because a lot of people throwing them in went crazy last night and said, oh, they're Eastern Conference champs. Would you say so?
I don't think they're Eastern Conference champs. Now, they could win the Eastern Conference, don't get me wrong. I just think, you know, to me, on the outside looking in, their weakness last year was shooting. They didn't have enough shooting.
100%.
And I think right now, that if you ask me, they still don't have enough shooting, you know, to try to win in the playoffs. You know, they definitely got, you know, your old-school Boston Celtics-type front line with Larry Bird and those guys. Not saying this lineup is as good as that Boston group, but a lot of big guys. And, you know, as we both, all three of us know, the NBA is going to a small ball situation. It's not a bunch of big guys. So we'll see. I wouldn't choose them to say they're going to come out the East. They may not even get home court advantage, to be honest with you.
How does a player like Ben Simmons get to where he is and be so – look so kindergarten out there on the when it comes to a shot and having no confidence in it? And wouldn't you be in a gym with him right now making him shoot 5,000 to 6,000 a day? Because so much of their future, feels like, relies on can he become that guy that can put some range to his game.
Right. I think to answer the first part of your question, you get there because he's always been the biggest point guard on the floor.
Yep.
So he's going to always be able to get to his spot, meaning get to the basket and shoot
and
layups.
He never has to use it.
Right,
so
right. He never had to. You know, he's been quicker, faster, and bigger, and everything has always been to his advantage. And then, so he's always, that's been his go-to. And now you talk about getting to the gym. I'm pretty sure, because you don't get to this stage in your career, none of us, meaning getting to the NBA about putting in work. So I'm almost positive he's putting up 500 or
it's
more shots. But when it gets into the game, you're going to go to what you're comfortable with. Even if you are wide open and you're not comfortable with that, you haven't been doing that your entire life, shooting those open jump shots, you're going to shot fake yourself covered, as well, like we like to call it, and try to, you know, drive, and it makes it harder on anybody. Yeah. So it's going to take him a few years where he becomes comfortable shooting that jump shot. And it's going to be in preseason. It's going to be in the regular season. Like, shoot them all. And the all-star games, when he finally started making them on a consistent basis, shoot jumpers. And then that he becomes comfortable with it, and then in, you know, crunch time in the playoffs, he can make those shots.
So I guess in the meantime, Tobias Harris just becomes the go-to guy down the stretch that Jimmy had to be for them late. I guess they don't have much choice, do they?
Oh, yeah, they got choice. If you got Joel Embiid on the floor and he's not your go-to guy, there's something wrong.
Well, you throwing it to Joel Embiid on him for a last-second shot and down the stretch? I mean, is he that guy?
With that roster, the way it's set up now, I would give him the ball. Where you want the ball, big fella? You want it on the block? Okay, I'm going to give you on the block. You want to shoot a three? Because he can shoot the three ball, too. I mean, he's a unique talent, man.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, I'd give him the ball whenever he wanted it.
Yeah, you know, obviously the Grizzlies traded Marc Gasol to Toronto. He goes on to win a title. Mike Conley, it seems like, is in a hell of a situation there in Utah. They made some moves yesterday, obviously, with Bogdanovich and Ed Davis on a good deal. They're getting some buzz now, like as maybe coming out of the West.
Yeah, yeah. I text Mike and I was like, you know, go pull a Marc Gasol, go win your championship. And he's like, I surely hope. So he seems excited. He seems in a really good mindset right now. And they did do some good things. You know, I thought, you know, they had to get somebody that could shoot the ball.
Yeah.
At the big spot. And that's what Bogdanovich does. You know, he really can shoot that ball. So that's going to help them, I think. And then Mike Conley is going to be the floor general. He's going to be able to, I think the coaching staff has more confidence in Mike than they did Rubio, because I think Rubio is a pretty good player. Now, Does Rubio shoot the ball? No. Well, no, he doesn't shoot it like Mike. But I think the staff has a lot of confidence in Mike to run the show. Mike's going to make plays for everybody else to be better. And I don't know if they're good enough to come out the West.
That's what I'm wondering.
But it's still early.
It's open.
Yeah, it's still early. It's still early. You never know. And we'll see what happens with the Lakers. And
if Kawhi doesn't go to the Lakers, it is definitely conceivable that the Jazz come out of the West. It could happen. If Kawhi does, he won't. They won't.
I mean, anything can happen. Yeah, but I wouldn't pick them, but anything can happen.
Because what about Denver and Portland as well? Those teams are already there. So with what the Jazz have done, would you push them and Mike and Bogdanovich, would you push them above Denver or Portland? You still keeping those teams?
I wouldn't push them above Denver. And, you know, every year we always try to throw Portland off to the side. And
I know.
That coach can really coach, man. I mean, he does a great job up there. So I think
– Nurkic will be back.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, right now, today, I still – don't believe in Portland, like, even though they've done it year in and year out, I still don't believe in Portland. I would put Utah above Portland.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I would.
Do you want Kawhi to go to the Lakers, or would you rather him try to run it back with Toronto? Because I think the NBA could potentially be as interesting as it's been in a decade if he stays in Toronto. If he goes to the Lakers, though, shut it down.
You think so?
Yeah.
See, I still think, you know, if you remember when Dallas beat Miami in that final.
Absolutely.
That first one. I think it was Dallas
beat him.
Yeah, the first year.
They're on it.
Yep. And everybody said, well, how could the big three lose it? But if you go down the roster, I think Dallas had a better roster than Miami.
They did.
Other than the big three.
Dirk, Jason Kidd, Jason Terry.
Yeah, they had a better roster overall. And then the Lakers, I mean, they got three max guys.
Yeah.
They still got to fill in that roster with guys that fit with those three guys and guys that still can play, just not a bunch of old dudes just trying to chase a ring, because it's difficult to win a championship with just three guys, because other teams, you saw Toronto this year, they had guys come off that bench that could get 20 and really, you know, if the starters wasn't getting it done, the guys off the bench could get it done. You got to have that in order to win a championship. So even if he goes to the Lakers, I still think it's interesting. They don't have four of them like Golden State did.
To be honest with you, I'm looking at that championship roster right now for the Mavs, like – it wasn't. I mean, Jason Kidd and Dirk and Sean Marion, but you get past those guys like Corey Brewer, J.J. Barea, like.
Yeah, J.J. Barea is a player. Yeah, yeah. If you remember, like, Corey Brewer, I think he played like two games in a whole playoff run, but he played a game in the Lakers and turned the game around. Mm-hmm. They was down like 15. He turns the game around. They come in and win the game, sweep the Lakers. But you got to have guys like that can come off your bench that can give you a spark.
Like Brian Cardinal.
Yeah, Brian Cardinal.
He got a ring.
Yeah, right.
Like, why you hating on Brian Cardinal?
He got that ring.
He got a ring.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah. Oh, they had Tyson Chandler was a big difference maker for them as well that year.
Right.
Yeah. So they had some pieces, to your point.
And then Dirk played out of his mind.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Should a guy like Ivan Rabb, who'll be on the Grizzlies Summer League tonight, what should we be expecting from him? Doesn't he have to dominate this thing? John and I had a rule that almost if you play well, right, almost doesn't mean anything. It's only if you play poorly. Where it really seems like it might matter in the summer league. What would you be telling guys like him, like Javon Carter, all those guys, Ivan Rapp?
I think it's important for them to play well, to be honest with you, with this new coach, because I'm not sure. I don't know if Ivan's contract is guaranteed or not.
I don't think so.
And I'm not sure about Javon's either. But
Javon's is, I believe.
Yeah, but those guys, you got to impress a new coach.
That's the other part about it.
It's one of those things. If you can't impress a new coach with summer league, especially Ivan, who's been around two years, I think this is going into his third year. It's a guy who we felt got better each year, but I mean he's a little undersized to be a five. Don't really shoot it great enough to be the four, a spread four. But he's a hard worker and he's talented. And he's very skilled on that post. He's very underrated about how he can score on the block. And if you get an opportunity to throw him the ball, he can really score down there. But he has to impress, I think. Him and Javon, I mean, when you got a new rookie point guard coming in, and you're just a second-year guy, those two guys got impressed. But I think both of them has the ability and the mindset that they can go out there and impress. I don't think they're going to go out there and shy away from that. They believe that they belong in this league, and they're going to go out there and show those young boys in the summer league that this is my job to keep. Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
I was going to say, like, DeLon Wright, that's another sort of a transaction that we're waiting on. Should the Grizzlies bring him back, what does he bring to the Grizzlies?
Well, I mean, he's a very good combo guard. He can play the point, but I think he's a much better two guard than he is a point guard. I think if you got him with another point guard, he can attack and be that guy off the ball. I mean, he's really, really good. I would bring him back. I really would, but – you know, you never know what they get for the right price. Let me get that right. For the right price, yeah. You don't want to overpay anybody these days. So I'd bring him back, and because I mean he's older than what you think, but he's still young enough to be a part of the rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Do you see Jaren as a five in the future? Like it's kind of been written on him that that's a narrative and that's the position he'll be shifted to. And then
no,
right
I
now,
don't. Yeah,
I don't either. Yeah, is that just the old school in us that sees him as a four?
Yeah, I mean, there's people. I was with Jaren every day, man, and I work with Jaren. And when I work with Jaren, we do guard skills stuff. We don't do big man things. And Jaren Jackson has guard skills in him.
Thank you.
Like a 6'5 guy. Wow. I mean, he can put the ball on the floor. Any move I give him to do, he can do it, and he can shoot the ball. I mean, playing the he can play the five, but that wouldn't be his position. He is a four.
Everybody's saying it because today's NBA, he's the prototypical five, and of course they'll shift him to that. But I don't see five. I see a guy that maybe could get better on the perimeter, like you're saying. He's got all these guard skills, and is anything but just a guy you want to stick under the basket and have pop, you know, pop outside every once in a while, and shoot a three.
Yeah,
he's so much more than that.
He's a superstar, man. He's a potential superstar, man. I really do believe that.
I can see the twinkle in your eye.
And he can do it all, man. I mean, it's amazing that he can score on the block. He can go by guys and big guys for sure on the perimeter. I mean, he can make passes. I mean, he's a superstar in the making. And pigeonholing him at the center spot would be detrimental to him and the franchise because he can do so much more. He's a guy that I wouldn't be shocked if he averaged 25, three blocks, and like 12. Now, he needs to get better at rebounding.
That's what I'm about to ask
you. He needs to get better at rebounding. But when you challenge him, he would go out there and do it. But you got to continue to challenge him. So he's a guy that's going to be a stat stuffer, and I wouldn't pigeonhole him. You got JV. JV, you play the five.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially the next 3 years, no question.
Right.
That's what I wondered. Rebounding with him, if he sees himself as a guard and he's working on that, maybe it'll never really truly click to where he's a 10, 12 rebound guy. But it doesn't sound like you think that's what he is. Maybe you talk him and stay on him about it. He becomes an 8, 9 guy.
How do you see that? Right. It's hard to be a 10, 12 rebound a night guy in this league. It's hard to average 25. I mean, to do everything you do at great numbers every night is hard to do in the NBA. But he has to be, because of his size and his athletic ability, he has to be an 8, 9 guy rebounding for your team to be very, very good, because your team, you know, great teams are great rebounding teams, and your fours and fives have to be great rebounders, at least above average rebounders, and then your guards got to be great rebounders for their position. So he has to do that for them to be a great team in the future, and for him to be the superstar that we want him to be, because what he's going to do is get three or four of those on the offensive
end
and get putbacks where, you know, he may be struggling on certain nights with his offense on a perimeter.
Get a ton of it right there.
Yeah, so, hey, listen, if we can agree that Jaren's a four, then that leaves the door open to draft Wiseman at the five. Does it not?
I mean, they do a lot of the same things, though.
But, I mean, James is a clear five, though.
Yeah, he's a legit seven-footer, right?
Yes.
Like, Jaren Jackson is not – he's not really that tall. He's not a seven-footer. You know what I mean? He's 6'9", maybe 6'10". He's not a seven-footer.
So then Mike Schmitz, NBA guy for ESPN, saying that he sees in 5 years that potentially Ja could be the best point and Jaren the best big man in the league. Prototypical big man is not what – right?
You can't be the best big man in the league and be a prototypical big man.
That's not what –
yeah, you got to be a Swiss Army knife.
You got to be
very versatile to be the best big man in the league.
So he's more like unicorn status.
Because you got a lot of big men out there. You got Joel Embiid. You got Towns up there. You got Porzingis if he comes back. You got those guys, AD. Those guys are very versatile. These are the, you know, top 5 to 10 big men we're talking about. None of those guys just play on the post.
Yeah.
None of those guys just play on the perimeter. Those guys do it all.
Yeah. Greg, man, I always appreciate the time, man, as always.
Thanks for coming in. If we can get some help from you, I don't know if you know Stephen A. Smith, but he's always, Memphis need to move the team to Seattle. Man, tell that something. I was trying to tell him last week, man. Let me
ask you this question. Why wouldn't I touch that house that you was trying to sell?
Wow.
What are you trying to say about it?
You wouldn't have touched it with a 20-foot pole, number one, because it was sinking, number two, because it's beneath Greg Buckner standards, bro.
So you sold the sinking house?
I sold it for 107.
What kind of joke are you?
I sold it for 107. It's sinking. The other owner had it. It was sinking. But we disclosed that, as you're supposed to do by law, and still got the price. You sneeze and $107,000 comes out, so it wouldn't have been any problem for you. I figured it'd be a little low for you.
Just a guy trying to get a job, that's all.
Oh, no, brother. I was letting you know this was beneath
Greg,
you.
We got one for you.
But we managed to move it on.
And it was in Raleigh, too. That was another thing. You know, that's just a
– See, you don't even know about Raleigh.
No, I don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that east side of town. I get the feeling, bro.
Yeah. It's definitely best that you don't know about it. Raleigh's,
oh, yeah.
You don't want to be.
It's right. I'm going to ride by there just today just to prove to y'all that,
oh, I'll send
that
you
I got moxie.
Right. Yeah. Hey, that's it. Like Grayson. Okay.
Rock and Raleigh. Okay. Ride by. Don't stop.
Yeah. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Hey, how dare you? Raleigh's on the comeback,
still there?
John.
Oh. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Dog in my city, my former city, Raleigh.
Well, hey, Greg, look, can we be honest for a second? The mayor of Raleigh reached out to Jason and said, we need you to be a part of our comeback. We need you to be a part of the revitalization. This man moved.
He got out of there.
Oh, God.
I said, I'm out of here, man.
Here's your revitalization.
This man said, all right, I got you.
Yeah.
For sale.
Shook his hand and everything,
yeah.
Right? I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah.
Still, I still care deeply about Raleigh and that part of the city.
You are Modell.
Yeah, sure you do.
Yeah,
sure you
do. City and bounce.
He cares from a distance. Yeah.
Come on now, Jason.
Much better place. Yeah. There's no question about it.
Right, you're all about yourself. I feel you, bro.
We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, this is Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roofing. If you're in need of a roof, there's no better place to start than Five Ash Roofing. No matter what your situation is, we have you covered. We can walk you through the insurance process without committing fraud like many of my competitors. You'd be surprised how many times salesmen and contractors will manufacture storm damage just so they can get a sale. We do residential, multifamily, and commercial work. We're certified in every form of roofing we offer. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingle, and we don't charge extra for that, and to my knowledge, there's no other roofing company in Memphis offering that level of security. And if that's not enough, we offer a best price guarantee. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tigers home team. Five Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing, it's what we do.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs and thighs in original or spicy, and 2 large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
No way. Wait, what? Whoa.
Is that all, ma'am?
What? Oh, yes. That's all.
You sure your register is working all right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, just checking.
It's not a mistake. It's the IKEA summer sale. And IKEA family members save 20% off all duvet covers from June 26th to July 7th. Visit your local IKEA store today. IKEA, make the dream yours.
We are Chris Hoggins, Stephen A. Smith, host of First Take on ESPN.
You got Ja Morant, and I'm hopeful that he'll come there and put on the kind of show that will make it electric so we could be looking at the Memphis Grizzlies and recognizing the fact that although they missed the playoffs the last 2 years, this is a team that was once in the NBA Conference Finals. That was a perennial playoff team led by Gasol and Mike Conley, along with Zach Randolph and others. And you would hope that you guys were able to return to that kind of form.
It's the Jason and John Show, weekdays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., 92.9.
Talking to new Grizz head coach Taylor Jenkins.
As I was around the Spurs and around Coach Pop and the team and just the access that I was given there, one day I knew I wanted to be a high school head coach, maybe back in my alma mater one day, and coaching inner city kids when I was in college at Penn. I just knew I wanted to give back to the game as a teacher of the game. And as my year ended up as an intern, I kind of just had this moment of, let me just take a leap of faith.
It's the Gary Parish Show, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Trey Wingo. You're listening to 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Coming up Tuesday, Brooklyn went hard and the Knicks swung and missed.
Again.
But as NBA free agency is just getting ramped up, will the city of New York remain both the winner and the loser? The latest on all the moves and Woj bombs. Golic and Wingo Tuesday.
Golic and Wingo, weekdays from 5 till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Get us on Instagram, instagram.com/92.9ESPN.
So you're thinking about quitting smoking, but you don't know how. Or maybe you're worried about gaining weight once you stop smoking. Well, what if I told you that you could tackle both issues at the same time? That's right. UT Health Science Center is recruiting for a new research study called Fit and Quit to help you quit smoking and stay healthy. Participants receive phone-based treatment and 6 months of Chantix at no cost. The Fit and Quit program is designed to help you quit smoking and not gain the weight back in the process. Did I mention 6 months of Chantix at no cost? So if you're ready to get on the path to a healthier you, just give them a call, 901-448-2000. What are you waiting for? It is time to get fit and quit. Just give them a call now, 901-448-2000.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Uses directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Like the wind on down there to Landers. That's where you should go if you were in the market for a new vehicle. All those road trips you're going to be taking this summer. Get a new car. Might as well. They got them all. They got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, all out there waiting on your price, starting at just $29.90. Their finance team's going to help you get settled in, make the process as easy and as comfortable as possible, purchasing, service, accessories, all that for your vehicle. If they don't have what you are looking for on the lot, don't worry. Just let them know. They're going to go find it for you. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can visit them on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Troy Daniels is a Laker.
So congratulations, Troy Boogie.
Add him to the list of
champion.
Yeah, former Grizzlies who leave and go on to become champions. It's
champ.
Amazing.
Right, exactly.
Congratulations, Troy.
I'm telling you, man, it is
a
phenomena almost. Like the fact that, you know, you play for the Grizzlies, you will win a championship with another team someday, somehow. Brian Cardinal.
We didn't have him.
We didn't have him on the list. Mm. You know, how could we leave off the janitor? Or what was it? No, the custodian.
Custodian.
Sorry, not the janitor.
Yeah, please.
Politically correct.
It's just like saying governor. Yeah, custodian, you know.
Janitor is derogatory.
Terminology.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, you have something to say.
No, you don't have anything to say?
Well,
just looking forward to this checkout because we've got plenty to do.
Well, then let's get to it.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Get him managing the show.
I know. How about that? John Martin trying to keep us in the rails. That's unusual.
Yeah.
Grizzlies versus Jazz tonight. NBA Summer League action is going. You won't see Brandon Clark because that trade's not official yet. It's ridiculous, the NBA, that he can't start this off. He'll be available for Las Vegas, though. But tonight you will see guys like Javon Carter, like we were talking about with Coach Buckner. A bunch of guys he's very familiar with. You'll see, too, as well, John Conchar, who Jonathan Convoni was very high on.
Yes.
Remember the kid from Fort Wayne that could shoot the pill?
Conchar?
Conchar.
I don't know.
We'll figure out what the exact pronunciation is on it. And then another one. Well, I'll leave that there for you, John, because you may want to use it.
Yes,
Summer League tonight, ESPN2. You've got Grizzlies and Jazz at 8 o'clock. There you go.
Yeah, I'm giving up on the Cardinals. I don't want to watch any more baseball, so you're in good shape here, John. I might watch the Cubs tonight, actually. That's how bad the damn Cardinals are.
It's on, you shouldn't watch that either.
They are
Central
on,
is a mess.
ESPN against Pittsburgh, is that who they got?
Yep, so that's
the feature game tonight. But my boy is practicing. They have the Dizzy Dean World Series are going on this weekend in South Haven. So a lot of kids will be traveling to South Haven from all over this weekend.
With all due respect to John right here, not to eat up too much of his time, but real talk, Brad.
Yeah.
After what we saw this weekend, let's just step aside. All of us baseball that aren't Yankees and Dodgers fans, we should all step aside and just let them go ahead and As a Cubs fan, I'm excited about a potential Dodgers-Yankees World Series.
Yes.
Did you see what the Yankees did the Red Sox
it
over there?
It was crazy. Absolutely. These games in London, they just were running it up, man.
And part of it was that little small field they were on, sure, but the Yankees, dude, that lineup is unbelievable.
Crazy lineup.
Move everybody else to the side, John. Yeah. It's going to be Dodgers and Yankees. I can't wait to see it.
I am going to watch that San Antonio game and the Heat and these games tonight. I'm excited about basketball. I don't care if it's Summer League or not.
What did we leave for you, John?
Well, you did leave me a little bit. There is a game tonight. The Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Miami Heat on NBA TV.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock. 8 o'clock. I don't know what time it is.
Eight Central.
Pacific.
Yeah, so I'm on Pacific time. Jeremiah Martin, of course, plays for the Miami Heat.
He's on that
Exhibit 10 contract
for
the Miami Heat, which means he will be on the Summer League roster. So listen, this is a fantastic opportunity for him, you know, to really like put his stamp on it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, and to me, like, why can't Jeremiah Martin be a Pat Bev? You know, like
a
guy who, you know, Pat Beverly, great story. You know, basically, you know, in Woj's tweet about it, he's run off at Arkansas, basically is banished to Greece and other countries, mm-hmm. you know, and now he just got a $40 million deal mm-hmm. with the Clippers.
Yeah.
That's the only person they could get. But he still got $40 million. You know, why can't Jeremiah Martin do something like that? You know, he's got the makeup for that. I really mm-hmm. believe that. Like, I think he's got the personality.
He does.
And the drive
and
from within.
And the tools defensively, quite frankly. When he wants to be locked in, he can be.
And as we know, you know, he can score. You know, he's not a liability.
That's where he came the furthest.
Now, we'll see, like, what that looks like on an NBA level, of course. You know, it's different when you're in college. But, obviously, like, he is not a liability on the offensive end. So, this is a great opportunity for him to really make his case for the main roster.
So, you can check out Grizzlies Jazz tonight at 6. And then, a couple hours, you can tune in and see Jeremiah Martin ball out for the Heat against the Lakers.
That is exactly right. So a full slate of basketball tonight as NBA free agency.
In Memphis, they analyze our fans' Summer League games like this is the first game of the Western Conference Finals.
Well,
like,
this one's
really
a little
good at that.
Different because you don't have
anybody. Can't even get Brandon Clark out there.
Yeah.
If
you had Brandon Clark, I definitely think they would. But I guess if you're interested in the livelihood of Ivan Rabb, you
will be locked in. So the point that we make, though, Rabb and Carter need to just dominate.
They have to kill it. They have to kill it.
Certainly Ivan. And Javon, too. I'll agree with you.
Yeah, you're right.
I agree with on both those guys. It's time for them to show what they can do.
Right.
So, anyway, that's what's on tap for tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today. Jason Fitz and, of course, Greg Buckner for hanging around with us.
Yes.
For basically a full hour. So, we appreciate that. On the show tomorrow, Michael Irvin.
What?
Michael Irvin? Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin going to come on the show. He requested to be on with y'all.
Well, you said, you know what? Chris Carter cannot get all the NBA scoops. No. Michael Irvin's got to get up in there. So we will talk to Michael Irvin about Kawhi Leonard's decision tomorrow and maybe some NFL.
Yeah, get Ike Bruce in the hall.
As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Trey Wingo. You're listening to 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Coming up Tuesday, Brooklyn went hard and the Knicks swung and missed
again.
But as NBA free agency is just getting ramped up, will the city of New York remain both the winner and the loser? The latest on all the moves and Woj bombs. Golic and Wingo Tuesday.
Golic and Wingo, weekdays from 5 till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Psst, down here.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second, or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay, and 715-19.
Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter 25 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Hey guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com. Today.
Hey everybody, the All-Star Chevy Challenge is here. And I'm telling you, if it's a new Chevy you want, Olive Branch is the place to go, people. Take your best written deal from any Mid-South Chevy dealer to our friends at All-Star Chevrolet and they will beat it. Or they're going to give you a free tank of gas for the win. So now that I got your attention, yes, July is All-Star Challenge Month when you get to let All-Star Chevy beat that deal on any new Chevy or even pre-owned vehicle you want. Just take the official written deal from any other Chevy dealer, not that one your friend wrote down at the bar, and take it to All-Star Chevy in Olive Branch. It's that simple. Not only that, they have the best testing ground of any other Chevy dealership, and when you head to All-Star Chevy, you know you got the best deal. So find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.